This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement about the CCEA's decision while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है।
The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway, access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu yesterday. However, the proposal sparked discontent with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni reaffirmed joint commitment to deepen India-Italy's strategic partnership. In a telephonic conversation, both the leaders also reaffirmed commitment to their shared interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that he was thankful for Italy's proactive support for concluding a mutually beneficial India-EU trade agreement and promoting connectivity through the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor Initiative. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre on his re-election. In a social media post, PM Modi said that he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Støre to further strengthening the India-Norway partnership in all sectors. Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth 66 crore rupees in Gujarat's Sanand Assembly constituency yesterday. Promising holistic development of the constituency, Mr. Shah said that every Sanand village will have basic amenities including water supply, roads, healthcare, sanitation and afforestation by 2029. The minister said that once the Dholera Special Investment Region becomes operational and industrial development projects around Sanand are completed, Sanand will emerge as the most industrially developed tehsil in Gujarat. And India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over UAE in the Group A match for the Asia Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.